Good evening, fellow Federationists. See, I don't really stumble on that word unless I'm nervous, so guess what? And I'm not quite nervous for me because I'm used to embarrassing myself. That's not a problem. But I do want to make this a memorable occasion for the scholarship winners. Before I start, I would be remiss in not thanking the 30 members of the scholarship committee. For those of you who don't know, we received over 470 applications for these 30 scholarships, and it took a lot of deliberation of these 30 Federationists to determine which of the 470 plus would be receiving scholarships tonight. And in line with that, I need to let you know that this is a very well-rounded class. I'm extremely impressed with the class of 2008. They're almost as good as the class of 2002, the UU2. I'm going to muscle my way through this, if you bear with me. But before I start announcing these winners, and they are indeed all winners, we do have various amounts that we will be awarding this evening, but each and every person that walks across this stage this evening is indeed a winner. As I stated earlier, not so much of the financial award of the scholarship itself, but because they have, over this past week, had an opportunity to get to know us, the Federation. And in that, they have instilled a relationship with a resource that if they use it, if they tap into it, will bode well for their success in the future. And in that, I think you should all give yourself a round of applause for developing and building our wonderful organization. Here again, to prolong the suspense, because I know they're over there just, you know, biting at the bit. I've been in that situation myself. I would be remiss if I did not state that in addition to the resource I just named, they will be leaving this evening with some substantial gifts. And let me just give you an idea of what they're going to be receiving this evening. In addition to the scholarship award that they will be given, Dr. Raymond Kurzweil, who you just heard from, and I didn't know this when I received a scholarship, but each and every scholarship winner will be receiving a personal check from him. I didn't know it came from him in the amount of $1,000. In addition, they will be receiving a coupon that's good for the purchase of the Kurzweil 1000 OCR scanning software that turns text to speech. Look, everyone's not too excited about that. They will be receiving a wonderful plaque with their names brailled on it, which I still have mine hanging in my bedroom. Yeah, you're not excited about that. I know why you're not excited, because I have failed to mention the real big gift, and I probably shouldn't say it, but I need to let them get their energy out before they get up on the stage. But each and every winner in this class tonight will be able to go totally mobile. For those of you who haven't been paying attention during this convention, being able to go totally mobile means they get the KNFB cell phone that does everything except your laundry. All right. There's 30 scholarships, as I said. 22 of them are in the amount of $3,000. 13 of these $3,000 scholarships are made possible because of our Federation family. The individuals that I'm going to name now are winners of the $3,000 scholarship from the National Federation of the Blind. Mr. William Black, Utah, Utah. William is a sophomore at the Art Institute of Salt Lake City. He's working on a bachelor's degree in culinary arts, and his goal is to open up his own catering business at his BEP vending facility. Talk about stretching the paradigm. Our next winner, Miss Katie Carroll, New York, D.C. Katie Carroll is a junior at American University in District of Columbia. She's majoring in international studies and foreign affairs, and a minor in physics. Very impressive. Her goal is to work in the State Department. Congratulations, Katie. The next winner, Chelsea Durenlow, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. Chelsea is a junior at Kenan State College. She's working on her Bachelor's of Arts in Spanish and Sociology. Her goal is to work in social work and use Spanish to help reach out to other populations. You have to bear with me. I'm a learning Braille reader using my PacMate here. I hate to give that shameless plug. The next winner is Mr. Joseph Engel, North Dakota, Minnesota. Joseph will be a freshman at Concordia College. He's majoring in psychology, and his goal is to be a Lutheran pastor. Congratulations, Joseph. This next person is the first of our Timbrook Fellows. Our Timbrook Fellows are individuals who are winning their second NFB scholarship. This is Mr. Tim Elder, California, California. Tim is a third-year law student, and of course, his goal is to become an attorney. Our next winner, Mr. Justin Hodge, Indiana, Indiana. He's be a sophomore at the University of Evansville. He's majoring in mechanical engineering. This is the result of our STEM process, I'm sure. His goal, to be a mechanical engineer. Congratulations. The next winner is another of our Timbrook Fellows, Ms. Janice Jane, Illinois, California. Janice is a first-year grad student, University of California in Berkeley. She's majoring in public policy specializing in international affairs. I apologize for that. Her goal, and I think if we heard this before, is to be the Secretary of Education, and I believe she could do it. Our next winner, Mr. John Mahler, South Carolina, South Carolina. John is a senior at Coastal Carolina University. He's working on a double major in political science and international studies. John, I love this. He wants to be an attorney, and after he's done that for a while, president of the United States. Our next winner is Mr. Trevor Saunders, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. He'll be a freshman at Carnegie Mellon University. I heard some other people say Carnegie, so I'm used to Carnegie Mellon. He's majoring in computer science, and his goal is to be a computer programmer or do software design. Congratulations. The next winner is dear to my heart, Mr. Matt Simpson, Georgia, Georgia. Georgia, Virginia, I apologize. I just want to keep him at home. Maybe move him down into Charlottesville to get him a nice house. Matt is going to be a freshman at Washington Lee University in Virginia. He's a double major in political science and history. Matt also says he may study Arabic, which is pretty impressive. His goal, to get a degree in law. And to work in politics. Congratulations, Matt. Our next winner, AJ Smith, California, California. AJ is going to be a freshman at the University of San Francisco. His major is chemistry or physics. Very impressive. His goal, medicine or engineering. Congratulations. Our next winner, Miss Amanda Swanson. Minnesota, Minnesota. She's going to be a senior at Metropolitan State University, majoring in biology. Goal, to become a biologist for the Environmental Protection Agency. Congratulations. Our next winner, Mr. Andre Tynes, Virginia, Virginia. He's a graduate student at Norfolk University. He's majoring in rehabilitation counseling, and his goal is to become a college professor in teaching rehabilitation counseling. Now, that was 13. The next seven are actually endowed. And here again, you see the trouble I'm having with my Braille, but I promise that if I'm given this responsibility next year, it'll be much more fluid. I'm going to list the assistance of Ms. Pam Allen, because I do think that the scholarships, because they are endowed, should have the appropriate readings of the descriptions. So our first scholarship, Pam, are you here? Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to come? You want to share this podium with me? I'm sorry. You need that space there. Good. Thank you guys very much. The first scholarship is the Hermione Grant Calhoun Scholarship.
Dr. Isabel Grant endowed this scholarship in memory of her daughter. The winner must be a woman.
See, I could have done that. The winner of this scholarship is indeed a woman. Her name, Rebecca Letter, Nebraska, D.C. She's a sophomore at Georgetown University. Her major is Japanese. Just as a side note, almost half of this scholarship class speaks another language other than English. Her goal is to also work as a college professor. Congratulations. The next scholarship is the Kuckler, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is that Kuckler Killian Memorial Scholarship. I apologize for, with a name like a Neil, I'm used to, you know, people messing up names, but I do want to be respectful.
This scholarship is given in loving memory of her parents, Charles Albert Kuckler and Alice Helen Kuckler, by June Rose Killian, dedicated member of the NFB of Connecticut.
The winner, Miss Nikki Singh, Maryland, Connecticut. Nikki's going to be a freshman at Yale University. She's majoring in history and literature, or English. And her goal is to pursue a law degree and become a judge. Congratulations, Nikki. The next scholarship is the Charles and Melva T. Owens Memorial Scholarship.
First established by Charles Owen in loving memory of his blind wife, and now, along with a second scholarship in a different amount, endowed by his last will and testament to honor the memory of both. In founding the scholarship, Charles Owen wrote, "There shall be no limitation as to field of study, except that it shall be directed toward attaining financial independence and shall exclude religion and those seeking only to further general or cultural education.
The winner is Ms. Faith Penn, Texas, Texas. Faith will be a senior at Texas Tech University. Her major is public relations with a minor in English. Her goal is to work for a public relations firm, a major public relations firm. Congratulations, Faith. The next scholarship is the E.U. Parker Scholarship.
Endowed by his wife, who joined him in a lifetime of Federationism, this scholarship honors a longtime leader of the National Federation of the Blind, whose participation stood for strong principles and strong support of the Federation's work.
The winner, Mr. Nijet Worley, Colorado, Colorado. Nijet will be a freshman at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He is a double major of political science and international affairs. I love this. Nijet's goal, because he's from another country, is to be the U.S. ambassador of that country, which is Azerbaijan. Our next scholarship is the Guide Dogs for the Blind, Dorothea and Roland Boyd Leadership Scholarship.
Established in 2006 to promote the independence of blind students, this scholarship is awarded to scholars in any field which requires postgraduate education, with, should other factors be equal, a preference for those who chose to use a guide dog as their primary travel aid.
The winner, indeed, is a guide dog user, Ms. Beth Allred, Wisconsin, Colorado. Beth is a first-year grad student at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She's majoring in music and in voice. Her goal is to become a professional singer and also teach in a music conservatory. Congratulations. The next scholarship is the Howard Brown Rickard Scholarship.
The winner must be studying or planning to study in the field of law or medicine, engineering, architecture, or the natural sciences.
The winner, Miss Allison DeFranco, New York, New York. Allison will be attending Syracuse University School of Law and also the School of Education. She's pursuing a double major to get her Juris Doctorate in Disability Law and Policy, Juris Doctorate in Disability Law and Policy, and her Master's in Education. Her goal is to work to address the issues of children and education. Congratulations, Allison. The next scholarship is the NFB in Computer Science Scholarship.
The winner of this scholarship must be studying in the computer science field.
The winner, Mr. Isaiah Wilcox, Georgia, Georgia. Isaiah is a sophomore at Morehouse University. He's majoring in computer science and mathematics, and he plans on obtaining work in computer forensics. Congratulations, Isaiah. The next scholarship is the NFB Educators of Tomorrow Scholarship.
The winner of this scholarship must be planning a career in elementary, secondary, or post-secondary teaching.
The winner is our Timbrook Fellow, Mr. Tomas Cintron Rivera, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico. He's a senior at Inter-American State University. I'm sorry, State. Yes, in Puerto Rico. He's working on his master's degree in special education, and his goal is to improve the special education provided to blind students in Puerto Rico. The last of our $3,000 scholarships is a new one for this year. It's the 2008 Network 2000 Dr. Betsy Zabarowski Memorial Scholarship.
Network 2000 has underwritten this scholarship in the amount of $3,000 in loving memory of Dr. Betsy Zabarowski, one of the organization's first members who served in many capacities, including president from 2000 to 2002. Founded in 1993, this Maryland-based nonprofit has its sole mission promoting the advancement of women in professional and executive positions. Membership is by invitation only. Network 2000 gives this one-time scholarship in memory of the leadership and mentoring that Dr. Zabarowski provided to so many. The scholarship is to be granted to a young woman aspiring to achieve with the same spirit and imagination that Dr. Zabarowski brought to her work.
The winner is indeed reflective of that requirement. Ms. C.J. Watson, North Carolina, Virginia. C.J. is a second-year grad student at Marymount University. She's working on her master's degree in counseling. And being a six-time cancer survivor, her goal is to help treat those who are struggling with cancer and their families. Congratulations, CJ. The next four scholarships I'll be awarding are in the amount of $4,000. The next four scholarships I will be awarding are in the amount of $5,000. I was trying to keep a little for myself. The first scholarship, the Hank Lebon Scholarship.
Hank Lebon was a man who loved life and loved the National Federation of the Blind. His last wish was that his remaining assets be used to help young blind men and women have the same opportunities in life he enjoyed.
The winner, Miss Elisa Bates. Ohio, Pennsylvania. Elisa will be a sophomore at Pennsylvania State University. She's majoring in meteorology. The goal? To be a meteorologist. Congratulations. The next scholarship is the Jenica Ferguson Memorial Scholarship.
Given to keep alive the memory of a young woman who dealt with her blindness and terminal illness with a grace and strength she frequently assured others she drew from the Federation and from her faith in God.
The winner, Miss Micah Ball, Indiana, Indiana. Micah will be a freshman at Indiana University, working on her bachelor's degree of psychology with a minor in Spanish and medical humanities. Her goal is to work as a behavior therapist. Congratulations, Micah. Our next scholarship is the Michael Marucci Memorial Scholarship.
Given by Marie in memory of her husband, Michael. Like Marie, a longtime dedicated and valued member of the NFB of Maryland, The winner of this scholarship must be studying a foreign language or comparative literature, pursuing a degree in history, geography, or political science with a concentration in international studies, or majoring in any other discipline requiring study abroad.
The winner is Ms. Sarah Minkara, Massachusetts. She's a sophomore at Wellesley College, and she is indeed majoring in international relations, focusing on economics and math. Her goal is to work in the United Nations as an official. Congratulations. The next scholarship is also a one-time. This is the first year that it's being offered. It's probably very dear to Pam's heart. It's the 2008 Dan Riles Memorial Scholarship.
This scholarship is given in celebration of Dan Riles by friends and family. Dan worked tirelessly to serve the National Federation of the Blind. He was truly an advocate for Braille literacy, a love of reading which was instilled in him by his parents. He was a tireless leader in our organization.
And I also have it on good authority that the person that we're awarding this scholarship to would very much be appreciated by Dr. Riles, because he is a Braille's Readers or Leaders participant in the past. Mr. Andrew Johnson, Connecticut. Andrew will be a freshman at Connecticut College. He's working on his bachelor's degree in English, and his goal is to be a newspaper or radio journalist. Congratulations, Andrew. The next two scholarships are in the amount of $7,000. These two are also made possible because of our Federation family. The first individual receiving a $7,000 NFB scholarship is also another of our Timbrook Fellows, Ms. Stacy Cervenka, D.C., Maryland. Stacy will be a first-year grad student at Johns Hopkins University. I spent some time there doing USLAM. She's working on her master's degree of arts in government, and Stacy's goal, she has so many, to serve, and I didn't write down which capacity, on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. The next winner of a $7,000 NFB scholarship is the fifth of our Timbrook Fellows, Miss Buna DeHall, Colorado. Buna will be attending Regis University, obtaining a Master's of Science in Organizational Leadership, with a dual emphasis on leadership is only 40 sales on the Braille display. Leadership and management and project management, project leadership. And Buna's goal is to grow her own business, which focuses on employment training and motivational speaking. Congratulations, Buna. The next scholarship is in the amount of $10,000. This, as read earlier, is the second of the Charles and Melba T. Owens Memorial Scholarship. This is indeed in loving memory. The winner of the $10,000 Charles and Melba T. Owens Memorial Scholarship is Miss Michelle Gittens, Minnesota, Minnesota. Michelle will be attending McNally Smith College of Music, working on her Bachelor's of Arts in Music Management, Music Business, to complement her Bachelor's of Arts in Contemporary Voice. It was said by one of our members that she is an excellent billboard for blindness. Michelle, vocational goal, or her goal, is to become a performer, and she says to pay the bills, to also teach. Congratulations, Michelle. This scholarship is indeed very special to me because I, in 2002, received the prestigious honor of being awarded the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship. And I can take microphone privilege, even though I know you guys are ready to get out of here. I regret that at my first national convention in Chicago, I did not have the tenacity to go up and meet the man himself. And that opportunity was never afforded to me again, and I regret that. But I know through my life the changes that Dr. Kenneth Jernigan has made and how they have affected me and allowed me to be here before you today. It is a unique honor in this case to award this scholarship to an individual who is just getting to know us as a Federation family, a remarkable young lady. And because she was so impressive to our committee and demonstrated such potential, promise, and ability. Just as an example, prior to even coming here, being awarded the scholarship, we simply gave her a request if she would participate in actually doing some presentations. Without apprehension or pause, she said yes. And the beauty of that is not her contribution to the organization, but after her presentation, I asked her, I said, how'd it go? And rather than saying it went well, or I did good, or I think I did what I was supposed to do, her response was, this is so unique for me. She says, I learned so much. And I think that's what it's all about. If we can get through this week, if each and every one of these scholarship recipients can get through this week and have that same experience, then this program, which is so important to the future of this organization, is doing exactly what it needs to do. In addition to the $12,000 scholarship award, this individual will have the opportunity to address you, our Federation family, for a brief time. I introduce to you the 2008 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship recipient in the amount of $12,000, Miss Leslie Pinko, Ohio, Ohio. Leslie is a second-year grad student at Case Western. Case Western Reserve. She's working on her master's degree in the Social Sciences Administration. Her goal is to become a licensed social worker and positively affect the lives that she comes in contact with. Sounds like a basic mission of an organization I'm very familiar with. I introduce to you my Federation family, Miss Leslie Pinko.
Thank you,
Don. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Maurer, Mr. Kurzweil, I cannot thank you both enough for this opportunity. I'd first like to start by thanking Barbara Pierce, who introduced me very recently to this incredible federation. I also have to thank the scholarship committee who saw something in me that led them to invite me to participate in what has become the most incredible week of my life. It has certainly been a life-changing experience, and where I've been telling people that, and I feel kind of corny saying that, I know that so many of you understand what I mean when I say that. I, of course, have to thank my family back home, because without them, with their support, I wouldn't be here. They loved me no matter what, and I'm so thankful for that. And now I have to also thank my new family, my extended Federation family, because they taught me this week, every one of you, to actually love myself just the way I am. I honestly, all money aside, that's easy for me to say now, I suppose, but I'm going to walk away from this experience with the most invaluable resources I could have ever imagined, and that is every individual that I have spoken with this week. I have learned wisdom and advice and techniques and skills, ways that I can just be me, more me than I've ever known I could be. No tricks, no pretending, just me. Completely comfortable and not panicking about finding where the stairs are or worrying about looking foolish, fumbling around a restaurant looking for the restroom. All the things that I thought I had to put on a front for prior to this week. So for that, I thank everyone who's here, and I just would encourage you to get to know each other, to ask everyone questions, because each and every person has a story to tell and advice to give and wisdom. It doesn't matter where they came from or where they're going. It's amazing the things you can learn and gain by just talking to people, and that is something that I will cherish forever. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I will never forget it, and I'll be back. So thank you.
My Federation family, I present to you the scholarship class of 2008.